Mike Zweifel here on WEKZ, AM 1260 and FM 95.5 with our monthly chat with FHN. Pleased to be joined here today talking palliative and supportive care programs through FHN with FHN Supportive Care. Sherry Gertz is kind enough to join us here. Sherry, thanks first and foremost for coming aboard the program. We appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me, Mike.
Yeah, well, we kind of laid the groundwork here for our conversation. Can you explain a little bit more when we're talking FHN Supportive Care, what this all encompasses?
Sure. Supportive care is FHN's program that helps patients and families live with and manage chronic and serious illnesses. Our supportive care team works with our patients' primary health care providers and specialists as an additional layer to address their personal health care concerns. Our goal is to ensure that each patient understands their illnesses, medications, treatment options, and available resources so they can make informed choices that meet their needs and their individual goals of care.
All right. Now, how does this differ then from palliative care or FHN's complex care program? Is there any differences here?
There are. So supportive care is actually a palliative care program. Complex care is a nurse-led program that focuses on health coaching and community resources to help patients identify and address their health care needs and concerns. These nurses assist patients who generally have two or more chronic illnesses with needs that may include appointments, medication management, and transportation concerns. The complex care nurses help coordinate care between their patient's primary care provider and specialists. One of the big differences between the two programs is complex care is truly designed to be more of a short-term program, while supportive care is appropriate throughout the duration of a patient's illness.
All right, Sherry. Now, how long have you been with FHN, and what do you do with your role within the supportive care?
So I've actually worked with FHN since 2005. I've been with the supportive care program since 2018, and I am the nurse practitioner in this program. Our supportive care team also includes a registered nurse and a medical social worker. My role really consists of visiting patients and families to discuss their illnesses and symptoms. We review and complete advanced directives, identify individual goals of care, and discuss treatment options. All of these ultimately help us build a plan of care that is specific to each patient. And after the initial consultation, we follow our patients with routine phone calls and additional visits as needed for changes, questions, or concerns. As I mentioned earlier, all of the care we provide is done in collaboration with the patient's other providers to help ensure that the patient's entire healthcare team is working towards the same goals identified by each patient.
Now, Sherry, this is obviously a very important role with FHN. Now, how many patients are you working with here?
Our team actively follows about 250 patients at any given time. We receive referrals from providers and hospitals both within FHN and from local health care systems, nursing care facilities, and home health agencies, as well as directly from patients or their families.
All right. Now, what are some of the types of services that you provide maybe most frequently, most used services, if you will?
Our biggest service is really focusing on symptom and medication management, as well as community resource needs for our patients. We assist these patients with managing their symptoms at home through home visits and phone calls. We also assist patients with identifying appropriate resources for caregiving, medical equipment, other assistance needed in the home, insurance coverage concerns, and many other individual needs. We can provide post-hospital follow-up to ensure understanding of new orders or additional visits to add home health care services or medical equipment in the home as well.
Are there other supportive care folks in the region?
Sure. The concept of palliative care has been around for more than 50 years. Many healthcare systems have palliative care programs. Some programs may have a different focus, as some may only be inpatient or hospital-based, and other may focus solely on oncology patients. We chose to name our program Supportive Care at FHN, as people often associate the term palliative care with end-of-life care. Our team truly focuses on supporting people throughout their lifespan and at any point of their disease process. We work with patients who might have a new diagnosis and those who have been living with their illnesses for years already. We've assisted patients as young as 18 years old up to over 100 years old. There are patients that we work with for days or months, and some that have been with us since the program was first started at FHN several years ago.
Now, Sherry, we know FHN works a lot with community partners. Is this an area that there's community partners involved with then?
Definitely. We work with many community partners, including agencies like RAMP, DOORS, the Senior Resource Center, and Lifescapes, as well as the local assisted living facilities, skilled nursing facilities, and home health care agencies. We truly strive to connect our patients with all of the appropriate services and resources within their community to help ensure that all of their needs are met.
Sherry, what kind of results are you seeing with your patients here? What sort of things do you see kind of as outcomes, if you will?
Our patients truly benefit from better management of their symptoms, which allows them to have faster relief from exacerbations or flare-ups of their illnesses. This helps decrease the frequency of trips to the emergency room and decreases the hospital admissions. Our goal is to teach patients to recognize early signs of their illness, which helps them manage their symptoms more easily, more effectively, and more independently at home.
Again, Sherry Gertz with us here on the program today, FHN Supportive Care, talking about palliative supportive care programs with FHN. Now, a lot of success here, it sounds like, Sherry. Then how does the success helpful for impacting FHN as a healthcare organization?
Our program really has been pretty successful, and one of the ways we're able to measure that success is through the low hospital readmission rate of our patients. We've also been able to improve access to care by having the ability to communicate and or visit with our patients quickly when needs arise. But our best indicator of success really is immeasurable. This comes from the reports directly from our patients and their families telling us that they feel like they have more control over their illnesses and lives and really lead to more symptom-free days.
Fantastic. Now, Sherry, obviously, this is something folks can take advantage of if they have not. Maybe you're just hearing about it here today. How can someone take advantage of being a patient in the supportive care effort at FHN?
Patients can speak with their primary care provider and request a referral to the supportive care program. Or for more information, they can go to FHN.org.
All right. Fantastic. Sherry, thanks so much for giving us a few minutes here. Very important conversation today, and definitely one that benefit folks out there in listener land. Thanks for giving us some time.
Thank you, Mike. Take care.
Sherry Gertz, FHN Supportive Care, talking palliative supportive care programs through FHN.